Thank you, Lord. I like to watch those that sing. I can see those back here a little bit, and I see how people react. People that are happy, people that are excited, people that are falling asleep. People that wonder, is that thing ever going to hush? All kinds of things. But I saw Murphy, and he was singing along, and he was happy. He knew that song. So he says, hey, Murphy. So thank the Lord for all that you do and that he does in your life each and every day, because he does so much, and sometimes we are little with gratitude. Colossians, the first chapter, verses 15 through 28. Let's hear these words today. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things in heaven and on earth were created, things visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or powers. All things have been created through him and for him. He himself is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he might come to have first place in everything. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of his cross. And you, who were once estranged and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in his fleshly body through death, so as to present you holy and blameless and irreproachable before him, provided that you continue securely established and steadfast in the faith, without shifting from the hope promised by the gospel that you have heard, which has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven. I, Paul, became a servant of the gospel. I am now rejoicing in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I am completing what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for my sake of his body, that is, the church. I became its servant according to God's commission, and that was given to me for you, to make the word of God fully known, the mystery that has been hidden throughout the ages and generations, but has now been revealed to his saints. To them God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glories of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. It is he whom we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone in all wisdom, so that we may present everyone mature in Christ. The word of God this day for us, his children. Thanks be to God.